Imagine finally taking the leap to start your own business. You've found the space, signed the lease, hired employees, and then a global pandemic hits. That's the reality for two new Mid-Valley businesses. As Molly Dove reports, opening their doors during COVID-19 looks different than they ever imagined.
Mario Hernandez has been living in the Roaring Fork Valley for over 15 years. His passion for cooking started back in his home country of El Salvador.
I started to cook in my country, but I started my career in the kitchen here in the United States in 2004. Now I own my own restaurant.
He and his wife, Vanessa Hernandez, are opening a Mediterranean coastal-inspired restaurant called Ocean Seafood and Raw Bar in Willits, something they've dreamed of doing for years. And then came the pandemic.
And nobody expected that this was going to happen. We are so far to just say, quit or dream. We are like, let's try it. Because if we go backwards, we're going to lose everything.
So the Hernandezes continued renovating the restaurant and preparing for an early June opening. Ocean Seafood and Raw Bar will open during a time when restaurants are being hit hard by COVID-19. Recent numbers from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment show that last month, nearly 150,000 jobs in the hospitality and leisure industry of the state economy were lost, majority of the losses being from restaurants.
So you've kind of seen the industries have a ripple effect based on the different public health orders that come down from the state.
That's Chris Matera, the executive director of the Basalt Chamber of Commerce. She says now that restaurants can open for dine-in services with limited capacity, things could improve. But she says no one really knows when the pandemic will allow businesses to operate at full capacity again. Mario Hernandez says that worries him, but he's looking forward to seeing his dream of opening a restaurant become a reality, even if that means wearing face masks and spreading tables 6 feet apart.
Of course, I'm excited, but it's going to be a challenge for sure. We will have a big conversation with the health department to keep our employees, the community, safe, because for sure we want everyone safe.
Like the Hernandezes, Haley Love and Sky Hart also had to shift expectations when they opened The Coven, their brand new metaphysical store in downtown Basalt. Love says they signed a lease in January, began construction, and planned on opening May 1st.
Then the pandemic happened, and in the middle of tearing down these walls for this business that is supposed to be hugely events-based, and we're like, what are we going to do? Well, we're just going to roll with the punches. We're going to open on May 1st. We're going to see what happens.
The Coven was able to open on schedule since Eagle County allowed retail businesses to open April 27th, as long as social distancing measures are in place. Love and Heart say they can only allow 3 customers in the store at a time, but they're still optimistic.
We've just had to adapt, really. So we've been focused online. We're offering curbside pickup. We're offering private appointments to accommodate to the Basalt community.
Just a few miles down the highway back at Ocean Seafood and Raw Bar in Willits, Vanessa Hernandez says it's not just new businesses struggling to open during this time of COVID-19. Years-old businesses are too. Though she's hopeful that if owners follow the protocols, people will feel safe dining in restaurants again.
I think if we do things right, it's going to work. Everyone, yeah. I think, is making their best to keep people safe.
Opening now during a pandemic is a gamble, but the Hernandezes say it's one they're willing to take. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.